Blackstone Audio presents Here Come the Maples by John Updike. This book is read by Peter Van Norden.
Here Come the Maples. They had always been a lucky couple, and it was just their luck that, as they at last decided to part, the Puritan Commonwealth in which they lived passed a no-fault amendment to its creaking, overworked body of divorce law. By its provisions, a joint affidavit had to be filed. It went, "Now come Richard F. and Joan R. Maple, and swear under the penalties of perjury that an irretrievable breakdown of their marriage exists." For Richard, reading a copy of the document in his Boston apartment, the wording conjured up a vision of himself and Joan breezing into a party hand in hand, while a liveried doorman trumpeted their names and a snow of confetti and champagne bubbles exploded in the room. In the many years of their marriage, they had gone together to a lot of parties, and always with a touch of excitement, a little hope, a little expectation of something lucky happening. With the affidavit were enclosed various frightening financial forms and a request for a copy of their marriage license. Though they had lived in New York and London, on islands and farms, and for one summer even in a log cabin, they had been married a few subway stops from where Richard now stood, reading his mail. He had not been in the Cambridge City Hall since the morning he had been granted the license, the morning of their wedding. His parents had driven him up from the Connecticut Motel, where they had all spent the night, on their way from West Virginia. They had risen at 6 to get there on time, and for much of the journey, he had had his coat over his head, hoping to get back to sleep. He seemed, in memory now, a sea creature, boneless beneath the jellyfish bell of his own coat, rising helplessly along the coast as the air grew hotter and hotter. It was June, and steamy. When, toward noon, they got to Cambridge and dragged their bodies and boxes of wedding clothes up the 4 flights to Joan's apartment on Avon Street, the bride was taking a bath. Who else was in the apartment, Richard could not remember. His recollection of the day was spotty, legible patches on a damp gray blotter. The day had no sky and no clouds, just a fog of shadowless sunlight enveloping the bricks on Brattle Street and the white spires of Harvard and the fat cars baking in the tarry streets. He was 21, and Eisenhower was president, and the bride was behind the door shouting that he mustn't come in, it would be bad luck for him to see her. Someone was in there with her, giggling and splashing. Who, her sister? Her mother? Richard leaned against the bathroom door and heard his parents heaving themselves up the stairs behind him, panting but still chattering, and pictured Joan as she was when in the bath, her toes pink, her neck tendrils.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?